7:29 to go in the first half. Mizzou leading Central Arkansas 26-23. Tucker Anderson already with 9 points, and he has 2 free throws coming. Anderson's mom, Sheila, was a 2-time national champion at Tennessee under the legendary coach Pat Summitt. Kathy, obviously that's someone that you and pretty much everyone else greatly respected for all the work that she did down in Knoxville. And as a former player and a longtime coach, you had a chance to sit in on some of her practices back in the day, right? What was that like?
Absolutely. She's one of the most phenomenal coaches. Raised the bar, but intense, known for her stare downs, known for her toughness. That tells me something about Tucker Anderson, one player removed from Pat Summitt.
Well, I've heard the stories about if she was mad heading into a practice sometimes, she would just set up 4 trash cans at the corner, and you ran until part of what was inside came out, correct?
And I believe that happened on a New Year's Day when there were suspicions of extracurricular activities.
Anderson's first free throw is in. Hey, the Food Bank, proud to be the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Hunger knows no season. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn how you can feed Missouri.
The Tigers are shooting 50% from the field. They're 10 rebounds ahead, but they have turned the ball over 8 times, which are leading to some transition buckets for the Bears.
And on the full court pressure after 2 made free throws, another UCA deflection. Kier Sapu goes diving into the front row on the far side and taps the ball out of bounds. So Central Arkansas has scored 8 straight points. A lot of that with Sean East on the bench. Mizzou's leading scorer with 2 personal fouls will come back in now, replacing Kurt Lewis, as Mizzou leads by only 1.
Some of that's a result of Mizzou's offense. It's getting stuck on one side, and when it goes inside, the bigs are putting the ball on the floor against double teams.
7:20 to go first half as Honor brings the ball into the front court for the Tigers. Off a Shaw screen to his left. Bounce pass top of the arc. Carter to a cutting Shaw down in the paint. Fakes right, goes left, and throws it down with 2 hands. Aiden Shaw with the highlight reel finish.
Beautiful footwork inside. Didn't rush his shot. It was very poised in setting it up.
So the Tigers snap that 8-0 UCA run. 3-point game. Kier Sapu, backdoor pass into a crowd. Somehow gets it to Daugherty, who throws it up in traffic, but it's no good. Strong on the layup attempt. Rebound Tigers. Here's Honor off a Carter screen. Gets some space for a 3 and jacks it up, but it's strong off the front iron. Rebound Bears.
He's got to be more patient and selective in their offense.
Kier Sapu over to the far side, into the far corner. Kicks it back out top. Oluwakari, reverse it near side. Anderson, 3 for the tie. It's online but short. Rebound Bates for Mizzou. The Indiana transfer quickly into the front court as it tapped away by Daugherty Jr., but fortunately a Tiger is there. That's East. Now East top of the arc, covered by the freshman Anderson. Hands it off to Shaw, back to East near corner. He attacks the baseline, does Sean East, and steps back to an 8-footer that's pure. Sean East with 7 points.
Nice pull-up jumper, didn't try to force it to the rim.
30-25 Mizzou, 6:05 to go in a competitive first half. Mizzou's led the whole way, but never comfortably. Kier Sapu top of the arc for the Bears. Hands it off on the near wing to the hot hand Anderson, who already has 11 points to lead all scorers. The freshman gives it top of the arc. Daugherty Jr. attacks to the far elbow. Bounce it far block to Clintman. Clintman dribbles away from Honor, lobs it near wing into the front row. Another Central Arkansas turnover forced by the Mizzou defense.
Mizzou, when they get back in their half-court defense, has been really tough. It's been those transition buckets that have hurt them, but that time sitting down in their stance didn't allow the ball into the paint.
You mentioned the 8 Mizzou turnovers. Central Arkansas has turned it over 7 times. So some good things for Mizzou defensively from this half. They've given up 40-plus points each of the last 3 games in the first half, all losses.
Mizzou's extended lineup also has got 10 points coming from bench players.
Mm-hmm. Balanced scoring from Mizzou in this first half. Tiger ball up by 5. East to his right, picks up his dribble, gives to Carolero Martin, who has re-entered at the high post. Attacks the left hand, now spins right. Hook shot is blocked. Good help by Anderson. Loose ball picked up by Central Arkansas. Oluwakari, a one-handed bullet pass. Anderson has to save it inbounds along the baseline. Finds a teammate far wing, and a 10-foot teardrop is good for Daugherty Jr., who now has 9 first-half points.
The Bears are playing loose and free in transition and really attacking the basket.
Looks like how they played against nationally ranked Oklahoma less than 48 hours ago. Wound up losing by double digits, but that was a 5-point game with less than 8 minutes to go. Here's Bates for Mizzou. Gets in the paint, bounces out top of the arc to Robinson. Under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Mizzou ball up 3. Under 10 to shoot as Robinson dribbles into traffic and got fouled on the arm.
He was fortunate there. That was another Bear double team that almost came up with a turnover.
And that is against Guy King, his first, team's fifth. Seven team fouls on the Mizzou side, so the Bears will shoot free throws on common fouls the remainder of this half.
Tigers have the ball on the baseline. They've done a nice job of getting some buckets. Shot, off these plays.
Sorry, Kathy. Shot clock resets back up to 20. Inbound to Shaw, top of the arc. Near side, Carolero Martin. One dribble, picks it up, bounces far side to East. East now at the top of the arc. Fakes left, goes right, steps back to a contested jumper that's pure with a hand right in his face. A long two for East.
Great poise by the veteran.
32-27 Mizzou. 9 points for East. 4:35 remaining first half. Tigers looking to snap a three-game losing streak, but they're getting a game effort from 3-11 Central Arkansas. Dottery Jr. attacks, gets in the paint, elevates over Bates, but shot it strong. Rebound Shaw for Mizzou. Shaw brings it up himself into the front court. Middle of the floor, middle of the paint. Kicks it late. Near corner, Carolero Martin attacks to the cup. Kick it late. Bates, far corner rhythm. Three, it's in there. Pretty possession, and it's a triple for Bates.
Anytime the Tigers get side-to-side movement and some inside-outside movement, they've been able to get open looks.
Second three for Bates. He's in double-figure scoring, and Mizzou stretches the lead back out to eight with under 4 minutes to go first half. Guy King covered tightly by Bates. Dribbles to his left off a ball screen. Gets into a leaner, no, but a foul by Aiden Shaw, and that's foul number three on the sophomore from Overland Park as we go to break with 3:54 remaining in the first half, and the Tigers leading 35-27. This is Mizzou Basketball on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.